You see, sex is more than a physical act. It's also a spiritual act. The Bible says that we become one flesh. We share our souls in that moment. Remember 1 Corinthians 6:16 through 20? Remember that? It is a sacred moment. Our bodies are sacred vessels. Again, if you respect the one that you will eventually marry, save yourself from all sexual acts with anyone until you're married. And there are many more, but those are the biggies. And here's the final word on that. If you've already done this act that is a gift of God, please stop. You see, it's not an issue with God. God forgives when we ask. The issue is with us. We don't forget. We don't forget. You see, God created us in a way that we have this, what we call a cerebrum. And ever since, before you're married, you remember everything. Before you're married. Before you're born, you remember. Well, before you're married too. But before you're born, you remember everything. This is why pornography is so awful. Once you see pornography, your brain never forgets it. Now, I can't speak for women, but guys, you never forget it. You cannot get it out of your head. Once you open your life to that and those images, you cannot get it out of your head. Folks, we have to understand that humans are a higher order of species than any other life on this planet. God created us with a cerebrum, like I said. That means we have the capability of thinking and reasoning. That also means that we have the ability to be driven by something other than hormonal cycles, by something other than pheromones, by something other than feelings. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? We are not some dog driven by the mating season. We are human beings. And I don't know about you, but a lot of times it seems like culture thinks we're dogs. God created us to be more than that. And when we commit adultery and we have premarital sex, we are no more than all the other animals on this planet. Because we are much more than that. Now I want to move into the realm of husband and wife. Now guys, a woman's top six needs are affection, conversation, honor and respect, financial support, family commitments, and commitment to God. Guys, this is a question directed to you. Do you notice something's missing up there? It's okay. You can say it. What's missing up there, guys? Lightning didn't strike, did it? But it took another pastor to say it. Right? You see, okay, a guy was walking along the beach one day when he noticed a bottle that had washed up on shore. Being this curious sort, he picked up the bottle and a genie popped out. "Oh no, not you again," the genie said. "I am getting sick of you. Don't you have anything better to do than walk along the beach and pick up bottles? This time you can forget the whole three wishes thing. You're only getting one wish, boy." "That's okay," he said. "I know exactly what I want. I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, but I am scared to fly. I want you to build a bridge from here to Hawaii." "Are you kidding me?" the genie said. "Do you know how much steel that would take? Not to mention, it's simply structurally impossible to build it from California to Hawaii that many miles. It can't be done. Make another wish." "All right, all right. I've been married and divorced four times. I just can't figure out women. I wish for the ability to understand women." The genie said, "Do you want that bridge two lanes or four?" Ladies, it goes the other way too, doesn't it?